held over. John from Winnipeg, Canada. John, you're back on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for holding me over.
You got it, man.
Okay. So just before I give my question, you articulated a little earlier that, you know, there are fears in America of being arrested, perhaps, for being a truther. And, you know, I can only tell you, really quickly, you know, myself, I call myself Johnny America, and I was arrested by the Bush regime and had what's got to be the largest Canadian court case in our history, and I defeated them with reason. My first motion, of which are all freely available on the Internet, my first motion in court was that I insisted that the Crown be investigated for aiding and abetting the crimes of first-degree mass murder. And it went on from there, and I won my case. A single, almost completely single-handedly against the Bush regime, the Secret Service, the FBI. Of course, I've got, I brag about the facts that the FBI have given our public as a form of my defense in court. Similarly, in all police services, there's always a good cop out there if you look deep enough. So it's something to look at. Anyway, question. Tenet, on the weekend, on 60 Minutes, geez, man, he told us that he told Condoleezza Rice in July that there was an imminent al-Qaeda attack coming to America from Afghanistan. Well, the question we have to ask ourselves is, why then did the Bush administration in August give the Taliban $43 million? If it was understood by the Bush administration there was an imminent al-Qaeda attack from Afghanistan, why in God's name did these demons...
Why were the Taliban visiting as special guests at the Crawford Ranch?
Yeah, well, they were trying to negotiate a liquefied natural gas pipeline for Enron because they were facing their impending criminal bankruptcy.
We know that.
Yeah.
They were alleged to be the enemy due to this prior knowledge and intelligence that Tenet mentions. What was he doing cavorting with the enemy?
Well, exactly. The enemy. You know, we gotta, you know, just as I won my case, I won it through facts, irrespective of what anybody thinks of me. Facts speak for themselves, and particularly when they do come from the FBI or video facts. Like I don't know whether you've seen this, Jack, but you know, there's video on YouTube of liquefied steel flowing like water out of the side of the building of the World Trade Center tower. It's flowing like water out of the tower.
Jones has based a lot of his research on that.
Right. Well, I don't think, you know, I love all you guys over there, but I think you guys are missing that, the significance of that video, because it explains where those mountains of steel rods went, you know, because, you know, the towers fall, yeah, but what happened to the huge amounts of steel that were erect? You know, where did that fall? Well, it all turned into water, and we have video of it flowing like water. So it's clear that they did that. 9/11 was an inside job. There's no doubt. There's no debate. In fact, one of my arguments, and this is a great venue maybe to make a call out there, is there any soldier whatsoever in America today that can speak personally in Bush's defense on his deliberate closing of outstanding criminal investigations immediately after 9/11, according to Tom Daschle, as reported by Tim Russert? You know what? Jack, I don't think there's a single soldier out there who is so treasonous, but I don't want to put words... Yeah, maybe there is. But I think we're having a difficult time understanding what our shared reality is all about. You know, the only soldiers that support Bush are those that are dying in ignorance, who don't understand that war has no cause. You're being sacrificed so Halliburton can steal more money from you guys. So these guys, you know, more than half of the money you guys are spending per month in Iraq is completely unaccounted for. That's called criminal theft. It's coming out of your pocket as an American taxpayer.
For years, John, on this program, and as usual, we're right, and Scarborough and Vanity and the rest are perpetually wrong, and yet I don't know why they still have any listeners or any credibility left. You are more of a guest than a caller. You did a great job, but I have to cut you loose
right
here. You said a lot.
Okay, buddy.
A lot to respond to.
All right.
Have our other callers respond to it if they like, but making very, very good points. That right there, that couple of minutes that you just heard from John in Winnipeg, Canada, would have been a great little insert into the debate tonight. That's exactly what we're after.
Free to the phones, to the fun. It's John in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Gentlemen.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I seen Tenet on 60 Minutes over the weekend. Did you guys catch that?
No, I don't watch. I don't make a habit out of watching what bureaucrats have to say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I generally, there's a crooksandliars.com. They keep significant web items up for grabs up there, and they have it. They have it there. I was watching it, and it's really quite a shock. It, apparently, Tenet used no evidence to form his conclusions to help the Bush administration falsely justify their war foray into Iraq. And I remember a couple of days ago you were talking about how you didn't really believe in a global elite conspiracy of global conquest to deny our rights. It's mostly, it appears, these bad guys are extremely incompetent. We can see this over and over again. And I would have to concur if that's, I guess I'm going a little ways with interpretation, but that's how I heard it from you when I listened to you.
I certainly believe in people in search of power, no doubt about
right.
that. Absolutely. But is there...
You'd be a fool to say otherwise.
But
right.
Is there this coordinated evil cloak of cabal, you know, this evil cabal of people that meet in dark secrets?
Right.
And I
thought that 60 Minutes summed up that theory quite adequately, because you had, even a couple of days ago, you had the military guy come on who has friends in the military intelligence, and you know, that guy, you know, with all due respect, I don't know him, but you know, he just doesn't understand that the war has no actual cause. There's no justification whatsoever, because the military had complete unrestricted access prior to dropping a bomb. So the military, by attacking Iraq, only lowered America's ability to bring about any better good. You could have went freely anywhere you wanted without delay. You could have, you know, there's a million and one different...
There's no doubt that Iraq is far worse off today than it ever was under Saddam Hussein.
Absolutely. Well, they had universal health care, universal education. They had the highest PhDs per capita anywhere on the planet.
Universal health care sucks, and universal education sucks. You know, I'm not saying that what they had was great, but it certainly was better than
America
infrastructure and dead people laying.
Yeah, there. Well, their education system was far greater than what America has, but that's another debate for another time, perhaps. But I mean, freedom is justice. If you guys want freedom, you're going to have to go through the difficult task of formulating your conclusions on evidentiary findings. And when we hear Tenet fully confess now to the, I can't even believe it's not front page on every newspaper, but he tells, and not only that, he tells us the Bush administration never asked him whether he thought the war was a good idea. He told Condoleezza Rice in July that there was an imminent terrorist strike gonna come from Bin Laden through Afghanistan. But the only problem with that, and of course I believe that what he says is true, but the only problem with that, it was in August, a month later, that Colin Powell gave the Taliban $43 million. So people have to ask Mr. Tenet, what does he feel about the fact, after warning them of an imminent terrorist strike coming through Afghanistan, Colin Powell thought it would be a good idea to give them $43 million. And of course, I know why he gave them the $43 million, but I know most Americans have no clue, and it's never talked about in the media. But
that's sort of the thing, is the no clue aspect. Most Americans really, I don't know everything that you're talking
right.
about.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm a radio talk show host that, you know, reads the news every day for a good portion of the day. So, and I'm not as informed on this, or at least
right.
don't sound as informed as you do. And the point that I want to make on this is that our philosophy of freedom, you said that it requires justice to have freedom.
Right.
And I would like to counter that in that, you know, I would agree with you, you need justice, but I also would say that if we didn't have the huge, expansive, adventurous federal government that we have, we wouldn't have had this problem. We wouldn't, you know, if we were
yeah.
over there in the first place. I don't have to provide justice for Iraq.
Amen.
If I said, hey, I'm really, really sorry. If I was president tomorrow and I said, I'm really sorry for all the crap we did, here's a few, you know, here's some money. We're leaving. Goodbye. And
right.
Good luck to you, and I hope that you make it through the civil war that is bound to spring up. And I'm just gone? Whatever.
And
you
that's,
know,
right.
that's the best I can do.
Well, right.
The civil war is going to spring up either now or 10 years from now. Whenever we get out of there, it's going to happen. It doesn't matter. They try to.
Some would argue it's happening now.
Yes, it is, but it's really going to break out when we leave. So whether we leave in 5 years from now or 10 years or next month, The same thing is going to happen.
John, your final thought.
Well, you, as you said, there are all kinds of people who are questing to steal power, and they'll tell us they're fighting for just causes, but they took all the Iraq Development Fund. That's called a criminal theft. So, again, that's not a just action. A justice, another term for justice, is accountability. Your government, to act justly, has to be held accountable to the people. So if the government is acting inappropriately, it's your responsibility as an equal citizen contributor to point out those errors and demand, you know, either law to protect yourselves or vote the bums out, or, you know, in your case, it's much more serious than just voting them out. I think some criminal proceedings certainly have to be started upon, but another time, another day. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You know what? I agree with that concept that, you know, if the government's out of control, it is in the hands of the people to stand up and do something about it. And to that end, the American people, they've been defeated.
They're not going to do that. And, you know, the likelihood of George Tenet or any of the Bush administration sitting trial for anything they've done, or any other administration, Janet Reno sitting trial for what she did, any other administer sitting trial for this, just entirely unlikely. And
it could happen.
Honestly, not worth wasting one's breath
right.
on, as
it
far
could,
as I can tell.
It could happen, but it's not going to do anything to put a stop to the
right,
future events of Mount Beacon.
Yeah, we're on, and apologize for being a little late starting up.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all right. So, you know what, I'm kind of calling out of the blue, and I don't know your show too well, but I'm kind of talking free here. I'm looking at America, and in my mind, justice is freedom. If you want freedom, you have to preserve justice. So I'm like, totally confused. I'm looking at this 9/11 scenario. We have the FBI tell us that General Mahmoud Ahmad funded the terrorist operation. They followed a wire transfer from the bank accounts of the alleged hijackers to this General Mahmoud Ahmad. So that's the guy who financed the terrorist operation that killed thousands of American citizens in New York City on 9/11. I'm troubled. I'm going, why isn't this guy arrested? You know, I'm looking at, on the Internet, they have WTC video footage of liquefied steel flowing like water from the tower about a minute prior to its collapse, the first tower's collapse. You can see the steel flowing like water from the building in its video, and there's there's no question that there's something seriously fishy going on. And then finally, I'm looking at Tim Russert, the great Tim Russert on Meet the Press. He's telling us with his interview with Tom Daschle, transcripts available, that immediately after the terrorist operation, George Bush and Cheney worked diligently to close outstanding criminal inquiries designed since the dawn of time to nab the actual true evildoers by supporting evidence as a requirement to convince yourselves of something. But you guys aren't doing any of these things that good police officers do every single day of the week, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. Is it a it seems in my mind it's a failure to communicate, and people are fearful of what they don't understand. But, you know, if you believe in freedom, you got to believe in supporting evidence as a requirement to convince yourselves of something. Like, if you have people being accused of criminal offenses who confess to the deed under torture, you're undermining the whole thing. Because, you know, if you say, well, Bin Laden did 9/11, well, did he do it all by himself? Like, aren't you going to support following the criminal crime scene leads to the real murder scene? Because that's all the Taliban asked you guys. Just said, well, look, we'll hand him over. Just formulate in our minds some way that he's connected to this terrorist operation. And then, you know, and Bin Laden said, look, I didn't do it. Initially, he said he didn't do it. So I'm, like, troubled. I'm seeing all my friends being sacrificed for lies or the deceptions of, I don't know, there are lies going on, and people don't understand these fundamental tenets of justice that are super simple. And I can't explain it. I can't understand. I feel like I'm in a place I shouldn't be, but I should be. And what do you take from all this that I'm saying? Does this trouble you, or what's your views on this?
You're speaking to the gallery here.
Okay.
we definitely understand that there's a serious problem going on.
Okay, no.
There's a disconnect between the public and justice.
Yeah.
But where do we start?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
In the middle?
I don't know.
Some 25 years ago, looking at the problems.
Okay.
And there are serious, major problems out there. The whole deal with 9/11 is an incredible mess.
Right.
The problem we have is trying to find the real information from the disinformation deliberately handed out to lead us down rabbit holes. And then when we do find good information, we as a public, as sovereigns in a republic, are unable to force the legal system to act as it should. And frankly, I'm going after the legal system at its root.
Whoa. Well, that seems like the best way to go about it. I actually had a talk show here in Canada a few years ago, and I was initially arrested by the Secret, or at the request of the Secret Service through the RCMP National Branch, or National Security Branch of Canada, for threatening the life of Bush and Rumsfeld. And they wanted to arrest me under the Mental Health Care Act and all these terrible things. But I'm a fairly well speaker, and judges have to go by the facts you put in front of themselves, irrespective of what anybody really thinks of your character, but a judge most specifically. And, you know, there was an attempt made to silence my voice, but the truth prevailed, and the charges were thrown out, and I'm free to speak still, individual, here in Canada. And I feel like I have some responsibility to the human species or something. There's something I'm supposed to be doing here. By knowing these things and knowing that our police services are not going to hold me in custody, nor is our legal system going to put me behind bars fraudulently, and I'm free to speak my mind, but I don't know what to do. Like you were saying, there's certain facts, it seems, that are indisputable. Like if you could, let's say if I encouraged anybody to get on a national radio program in North America here and just say, does any soldier support closing criminal investigations immediately after 9/11? Because that appears, by all witnesses, I think, to be an act of treason. You don't want to support the apprehension of those who are truly responsible, even if bin Laden did do it. Did he do it completely by himself, all alone from a cave someplace? Like, how did he get the explosives into Building 7 is my question. Like, no matter what story you buy, for him to close the criminal investigations or encourage those closings, and this is from the top Democrat senator of the day, or the congressman of the day.
Wait. You're arguing 9/11 here.
Right. But it's all...
We won't fix 9/11 that way.
You don't think so?
We're going to have to take back our legal system. And that's a bit more difficult. The problem I have getting what I'm doing out is everybody thinks it's hard, and they think it's difficult, and it's frightening. Because what I'm asking people to do is take back control of the legal system. And we can. There's a statute that every state has. In Texas, it's 3903 Penal Code. In the federal government, it's 18 U.S. Code 242. Everyone should have that burned in their brain. It says that if a public official violates the law relating to his office, and in the process denies a citizen in the full and free access to or enjoyment of any right, well, that's a crime. It's a crime in Texas, and it's a federal crime. And every state I've looked at so far has a statute for either official misconduct or official oppression, which makes it a criminal act for a public official to violate a law. So what are we all doing when we go to court and the judge renders a ruling that violates his discretion, and we don't ask the bailiff to arrest him?
Right, like you have with the military. Yeah, like with the Military Commission Act, right?
No.
Like I was thinking Guantanamo, when you have no evidence against the accused, he's an innocent person no matter what. Like, how can you say you suspect him for anything if you have absolutely zero evidence against him? Like a Pakistani, they were giving out rewards, I think $25,000 to Pakistanis who could bring in Al-Qaeda, and they just pulled guys off the farm and said, look, here's your Al-Qaeda. They took him, tortured him, and they got no evidence against him. That guy walks away with 25 grand or whatever it was, and you've undermined everything that freedom's supposed to be about, and where's your justice there? So how are we going to stop them? You say it's illegal. I agree it's illegal. I think you have to support the if we support justice at all, we would support those who purposefully work to undermine justice by closing criminal investigations. In my mind, I figured you can't find a soldier that would support Bush in that respect. It's just, how do you communicate to all these soldiers who don't have the time or don't have the initiative or the effort or the understanding? Because a lot of them are kids, right? 18 years old. They were 15, 14 years old when 9/11 happened. You know, what do they know?
You're trying to fix this in Guantanamo. We're not going to fix it in Guantanamo.
Okay.
We're going to fix it in our backyard.
In our local court, you mean? How can we challenge the criminality of a government official from our local courtroom?
If you keep trying to fix, you know, I've got a friend who every time I talk to him has got at least 30 new conspiracies to throw at me.
Okay.
No matter what I say, no matter what I suggest, he comes up with 10 more conspiracies to demonstrate why what I suggest is absolutely impossible and there is absolutely nothing you can do but sit here and feel bad about all the terrible things that are happening. We won't fix it there.
Well, we have to.
You're going to have to take the policeman on the street
right.
that's violating local laws and take him to legal task. You can't do that.
But how will we stop Bush from laying false allegations against the innocent, then, though? Like, I hear what you're saying. The goal,
we have 200 years of letting our criminal justice system get away from us. We're not going to fix it next week.
Well, look at how quickly they put in the Military Commissions Act. I mean, you could abolish it instantly and arrest the senators who okayed it because it's clearly undermining justice for American citizens.
How are we going to get that done?
Well, again, the only thing I can suggest is trying to speak to soldiers and say, listen, and open the line to say, look, if you disagree with this, come forward and let's hear you speak, because I have a hunch that you're not going to find a single soldier in all of the United States of America who supports Bush's action, as I say, like closing criminal investigations. No soldier is going to support that, so therefore he needs to be, you know, like you say, the laws need to be enforced. He's obstructing justice at the very least. At the very least, he's obstructing justice.
We have to start here grassroots. There's a whole mindset that's the problem. When I start telling people about what I'm doing, they say, holy mackerel, I couldn't do that. I couldn't stand in a courtroom and ask the bailiff to arrest the judge. I'm in Texas, and I'm looking at 6 months, we can change everything. We can get courts that are actually in a position to where they feel like they have to obey law.
Well, they do. Like, that's what I'm saying about my case. They couldn't, even if they loved Bush to death, and that's accordingly, or so it would be anyway, normally, even if they loved him to death, the judge, through the public record, couldn't allow false allegations against my better name to go unjudged. So he had to make a judgment and say, well, look, all of what John is saying is substantiated by the documented facts supplied by the FBI. He's the honorable man here, and these are dishonorable police officers who tried to put him in prison to silence his voice on a critical issue such as life and death in our world. You know, that's not exactly what the judge said, but, you know, the judge is compelled to do the right thing. Even corrupt judges can't go too off the wall.
Yes, in Texas, in United States, absolutely they can.
Yeah?
They do all the time. That's our biggest problem.